This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Every once in a while, I gotta ask you, who owns your body? Are you free to care for your body the way you want to? Especially if diagnosed with a disease considered to be monopolistic in its treatment, like cancer. Whether you're a kid or whether you're an adult, there are some problems here in America. Maybe we should go to China and see what kind of freedom they have over there. I'm going to do that in just a little bit. You brushed up on your Chinese there, Super Don? I don't think I practiced the language with you.
Yeah, just, don't know a whole lot of Chinese, really.
Even just saying the name of the person the story's about, in a cancer story, it's going to be difficult for us. So we'll see what we can do
Is it?
It might.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll see that.
All right, we've got a new guest, a new doctor. He's not a new doctor, but for this show, first time we've had him scheduled on. I've been trying to get him on for a while. Thanks to our good friend Carol Ault, friend of Carol's, Dr. Robert Bard, MD, is going to join us talking about diagnostic tools that are not radioactive. Really? That can help detect cancer more accurately than those radioactive ones. Yeah, good guy. We're going to talk to Robert Bard this hour, and then we can do some advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar. That's what we do as we kick off our broadcast work week unofficially, because the official start to our work week is yesterday. When y'all are just watching football, we're working, bringing the power to heal back to you. And I don't want you to feel...
And watching football on TiVo.
After the fact. That's right. Then we get to enjoy the mindless stuff. You know, it's that one time of the week where I can unplug my brain. I hardly did that, in fact, because I was just, I don't say knee deep, I want to say brain deep in my new book on silver that I'm working on finishing now. And it's going to be good. There's a lot of stuff that's been, you know, I've been digging into for the last 10 plus years that's going to focal point how silver will play a beneficial role not only in immunity, but also regenerative potential. So that's coming up soon. I don't know how soon. I mean, could be weeks, could be. I don't want to hold my breath for that, but I could be done soon with this thing. Very exciting. So what else? RobertScottBell.com. Captain Morgan's working on the notes, getting them up there, and you can tell your friends right now. Call them up and say, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And they say, how? Just go to RobertScottBellShow.com. RobertScottBell.com. Press play. Or go to GCN. We've got it linked up there in the show notes as well through social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. So let's go to China, shall we? Why? Why would we do that? Well, you know, it's interesting. China is a country long before it was so-called communistic, although in many ways it seems to be more capitalistic than we are. You had something called Chinese medicine. Chinese medicine. Some now call it traditional Chinese medicine. And this has been going on for 5,000 plus years. Natural forms of medicine. Herbs primarily. But you have things like acupuncture. They understand energy meridians within the body. And this was thought to be alternative medicine to modern allopathic pharmacology based on petrochemical oil monopolies. The Rockefeller Foundation, the Flexner Report of 1910, switched our worldview as they erased the history books, any mention of homeopathic medicine, herbal medicine, etc. Then suddenly, You look at ancient systems of medicine that have been around for thousands and thousands of years, and now suddenly they're alternative. Excuse me? Where were you, Dr. MD, right? And so there's a controversy abounding as the Western allopathic medical monopoly encroaches upon the powers on planet Earth, including those that have ancient Chinese medicine and ancient Chinese secrets in their hip pocket if they want it. We owe to cancer patients in China. And there's one particular cancer patient that made the news here in the United States on a Fox News health site just published a couple of days ago about a 26-year-old Chinese actress. And she documented her cancer treatment journey online. And the sad news is she died. And this is where the report begins. But what her death has done, evidently, according to this article, is that it's stimulated or sparked a conversation in China about the possible harms of what? Traditional Chinese medicine. Ruh-roh. Wait a second. Your mainstay of medicine in your country for thousands of years now? They're saying it could possibly harm you? Now try to pronounce this name. X-U. The second, the last name's easy, but how do you say X-U? You say Zhu, right?
No.
Sue? It's Sue?
Yeah.
Sue. A boy named Sue? No, a girl named Sue. All right. Sue Ting. And it was X-U. That's why I wasn't sure if to say Zhu or Sue. But Sue Ting, she said no to chemo. She did. Now, of course, they jump right into, she used cupping and acupuncture and something called gua xiao. Or gua xiao? Gua xiao? They say that this is where the skin is scraped to cause light bruising. You know, I know nothing about that. Of course, we've talked about cupping and acupuncture here. But she, you know, her parents wanted her to undergo other forms of therapy for her lymphoma. But she said that, you know, she had a friend who went through chemo. And she was with that friend the entire time and doesn't want to suffer. She said, I don't want to suffer through the chemotherapy that my friend did and come out unrecognizable, lifeless, and with no money left over. So she elected to do something else and shared her journey with all of the world. And this is where this story comes to kind of cross between the East and the West. Because there is a schism between East and West. Holistic views of the body, energetic views of the body, meridian systems, chakras, whatever you want to call them, and the allopathic Western reductionist model. Now, granted, in modern-day America, there is a schism between allopaths and allopaths, too, who say, you know what, we may have interesting diagnostic technology now, but that doesn't mean we have to poison the body to make it better. So there are doctors that have said, you know what, there may be better ways to go than the standard of care in the Western world. But as you look at this article, and if you can see the comments underneath it, it's like there are skeptics, like we talk about here in the West, that have somehow emigrated to China and are doing the same thing over there, critiquing Chinese medicine and dismissing it out of hand as if it just hasn't existed for thousands of years, like they just found it, and it's crazy stuff, because we know that nature can't cure cancer. Right? Did we have to translate this stuff, or it's in English, some of these criticisms, if you will, from Chinese skeptic Super Don?
Yeah. You know what, though? Here's the thing. It doesn't matter if these criticisms are in Chinese or Russian or Swahili, okay? Yeah. They're all going to say the same thing. And it's one of those things where I think we have come to a point where we can predict everything they're going to say. Oh, it's a sham. It's snake oil. Oh, it's dangerous. People are dying as a result of these things being allowed to happen and people having the ability to choose. They shouldn't be able to choose because it's a sham and people are being duped and you know, it's a danger to society because, and you know what? It's funny because I was thinking about this earlier today.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know what? The people that, for example, this Sue Ting. She made a choice. She saw what chemotherapy did to her friend.
Yeah.
Now, her parents apparently were not going to let her forego any treatment whatsoever, so she found something that would satisfy her parents but met her wishes. Her as being a sovereign being on the face of the earth.
Even in China.
made a choice. Yes, well, I mean, it doesn't matter what country you live in, right? I mean, if you really think about it. But, you know, she made that choice for herself. Mm-hmm. Now, the people that are criticizing her, in my opinion, are the same people that get all up in arms about people that might see some moral or ethical issue with somebody using, let's say, like physician-assisted suicide. Okay? Mm-hmm. Same people. They would support somebody who wanted to do that. Yet, they look at this and they go, oh, well, you know, people do this, they're just going to die. Well, you know what? In this case, she wanted to die with dignity. She wanted to enjoy her life.
Right.
She did not want to succumb to the poisonous effects of chemotherapy. So she made a choice. This is how she wanted to do it. She wanted to die happy. Okay? Yes.
And to your point, Superdon,
why is that wrong?
No, it's not. But your point is well taken. The skeptics will say, euthanasia is good.
Exactly.
You're choosing to die or whatever to terminate somebody's life. But if you want to live differently than their religious belief, and of course it is a religious belief, it's not science anymore when it comes to those that have faith in chemo, because the science shows that chemo is not curing cancer by and large. In fact, you're more likely to die of chemo than the cancer. And of course, with a number of the cancers we'll talk about today, particularly prostate cancer,
Here's the way I look at it. Let's just play devil's advocate here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The skeptics say that that doesn't work, that if you don't do the chemotherapy, you're going to die. So basically, it's almost like physician-assisted suicide. She went there, and she got the stuff that she wanted, and she died, and she did it the way she wanted to do it. Why are they dogging her for this?
Well, you're right. They're defending their brand. They're defending their religious belief in the big three.
Physician-assisted suicide is okay if you use a pharmaceutical drug to do it.
Right. Just don't do it naturally. She wanted to enjoy every day she had, and she did. And listen, you may believe in chemo. There are scientific reports that say if you do nothing, you'll do better or the same as if you got treated. And we're going to talk to Dr. Bard about that momentarily. I'm really excited to have Dr. Robert Bard join us finally. It's been a while. We've been trying to connect on this. Carol Alt connected us. And, you know, there are good doctors in the allopathic profession that are trying to do their level best to wake up their brothers and sisters, much less those that are coming to them for help, to find a different way, to be less invasive, to be less toxic, to be less cancer-causing, right? We've talked about radiation scans for years and how recently they acknowledge ionizing radiation causes cancer. Like we didn't know that? Some people are surprised by that. Not Dr. Robert Bard. He knows it. And we're going to get with him after the break and talk about some of his breakthrough diagnostic technologies and what you can do about it if you're ever suspicious that you might have cancer. This is the guy we want to talk to.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, my first guest tonight, we met briefly at the memorial service a couple months ago for Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Carol Ault wanted us to connect, and a brilliant man in his own right, Dr. Robert Bard, MD, bardcancercenter.com. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. He's got some amazing advancements in diagnostic tools and techniques that are not causing cancer, for instance. That's it's a breakthrough. A lot in the medical world kind of neglect to acknowledge that, you know, their detection techniques can be dangerous, too. And so I thought this would be a great time to feature him. Dr. Robert Bard is here, and let's get a sense of what got you started in this, Dr. Bard.
Well, in 1974, when I became a board-certified radiologist in traditional medicine, I saw some things that surprised me. When I trained at a university hospital, I was using my new technology called ultrasound or sonogram scanning. That's the technology that sees babies before they're born. And I was looking at a kidney problem, and I saw a kidney cancer. Now, the next day, this patient was operated on, and a very experienced surgeon reached in with his hand into the abdomen and felt the kidney and said, "Oh, big kidney, it must be obstructed from below and blocked." He didn't feel the kidney cancer, which I saw and measured beforehand. And then later in that year, I decided to train in Denmark, where the former professor from Harvard doing ultrasound had trained. And I saw them looking at the pancreas. And instead of cutting open the pancreas, like American surgeons do, under ultrasound guidance, they would stick a tiny needle through the skin, local anesthesia, into the pancreas, take out cells, and the patient was fine the next day, local anesthesia. So I realized that things could be better with the newer diagnostic tools.
Well, ultrasound is fairly benign relative to ionizing radiation or other invasive scans, is it not?
Not only is it benign, but it's safe, and in good operator hands and the new technologies, we can see things much, much better than with ionizing radiation.
That's huge. That's a huge leap forward in a sense because, you know, my recollection of these ultrasounds is they're largely, as you said, used in pregnancy to look at the fetus, the baby developing, but they're very kind of fuzzy and monstery looking as opposed to the clarity with which you're describing what you can identify. Is this something that everybody knows to be able to do, or you're the main guy teaching folks?
Unfortunately, I'm the main guy teaching folks. Also that year, when I was at Metropolitan Hospital, at the trauma hospital in New York City, I remember there was a woman brought in with a stab wound to the chest, and nobody knew if the blood was filling the space, the covering of the heart. What I did was I took her into the obstetrical ward where we were just looking at babies with the newest form of ultrasound, and I was able to see, using the most rudimentary form of ultrasound, that there was indeed blood filling into the pericardial sac. In other words, she was going to die if they didn't cut her chest open. And I was right. So the technology exists. You simply have to have the interest and the tools to take this further. Let me give you another example where it's completely misunderstood. In 98, I went to Montreal for a teaching course in how to do ultrasound of tendons. And at that time, and still to this day, the ultrasound technology for diagnosing tendon disease is more accurate than the MRI diagnosis.
I had no idea, doctor. This is actually a big leap forward. And again, another, let's say, less invasive or non-invasive, completely harmless form of diagnostic technology. And you're saying that you can see things that people, even with MRIs, much less CT scans or other radiography scans, can't find as soon as you can.
This is true. I work with both technologies. You know, I wrote textbooks on MRI and ultrasound since 1980. So what you need to do with your viewers is to educate the doctors to use this technology first because it doesn't hurt. It's painless, it's harmless, and it's accurate.
All right, folks, can ultrasound, for instance, sonograms as they've been called as well, be more accurate and, of course, safer, we know, than radiological examinations? And if so, how will your doctor learn about them if you want to communicate it to them? Because it sounds like this is the best-kept secret in the medical profession, even kept from doctors. But Dr. Bard is ready to let loose for everybody to hear about it. Links are up in the show notes to his website as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Most of the listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you know who you are, would likely elect for holistic therapies, maybe some form of integrative therapies if they were diagnosed with something like cancer. And our fundamental bottom line is your freedom to know about all of these things and to make an informed decision with your doctor, whoever that may be, whatever kind they may be. We're right now on the line with Dr. Robert Bard. And he is the expert that the experts turn to. And he is utilizing sonogram ultrasound technology to detect things that even the radiologists trained in CT scans and X-ray technologies or even MRI technology may not be able to detect as quickly as Dr. Bard is. And also, I know many of you folks out there who go holistic still might want to be monitored.
to see how you're progressing. Dr. Bard can do that too. BardCancerCenter.com. First up, we've got a story about prostate cancer, Dr. Bard, and it's about, the headline says, all prostate cancer treatments about equally effective. What do you think of that?
Well, first of all, I disagree with that because it depends upon what kind of cancer you have. What's important is that there's low-grade prostate cancer, which you can watch. You don't have to treat it all. And then there's high-grade prostate cancer, which needs to be treated right away. And the article says, I'll quote the middle of the article. It says that the study they just did didn't show what is a killing cancer and what is not a killing cancer. Well, this technology exists because we've been using it for 20 years.
Well, one of the things about prostate cancer over the years and reading the medical literature, they would often admit that doing nothing would be just as good as if you were treated. Maybe your quality of life would be better because very few people actually die of prostate cancer. That's not to say you can't have one form that is very aggressive, but on the large percentage seem to be very slow moving, and then people end up dying of something else.
Yes, the important part about that is with the ultrasound blood flow technology, we can see if a cancer is aggressive or not. Remember, 3% of prostate cancers are lethal. That means 97% are not lethal, and we can watch them. Now, here's the problem with a low-grade prostate cancer, or actually with any cancer at all. It can start off being low-grade, innocent, indolent, and then 6 months later, 6 years later, it can suddenly become highly malignant. That means watching follow-up, either 6 months or on a yearly basis, is important.
Dr. Bard, what I like about your watching and follow-up is that it doesn't cause cancer, like these radiological scans or even radiation seeds that they put in the prostate. And again, men who go through these procedures or the surgical procedures, they end up with dysfunction there that makes a big part of their life miserable.
You know, this is true, and a lot of people don't realize that the side effects, for example, of radiation therapy with the bladder, with cystitis and bladder pain, get worse year after year after year. So it gets progressively worse, and also there's an increase in rectal cancer.
Right.
Not only that, with all the treatments, the surgical treatments and radiation treatment, there is a recurrence rate based on what you've got, between 20 and 30% recurrence rate.
Hmm. You had mentioned that on the break that there was some new laser technology that was pretty relatively non-invasive for being invasive, if you know what I mean.
Yes, there are actually many types of thermal treatments. We're using heat and cold to kill cancer in every part of the body now. Specifically in 2000, the Europeans started using ultrasound, focused ultrasound beam, the same way you heat up the muscle to make it feel better, you can kill a cancer with this. And this was perfected using ultrasound technology, so it became a focal cancer treatment. Unfortunately, it was only approved in the United States earlier this year. But the United States FDA did something wiser, because 6 years ago, the FDA approved the laser treatment, which is a non-radiation focal ablative technology. In other words, you find the cancer with ultrasound, you see that it's not terribly lethal, and then if it's a focal tumor that is on one side or the other side and has not spread, under MRI or ultrasound, you can stick a laser fiber into it and zap it, and this can be done under local anesthesia.
Do you have any detoxification concerns once the cells are killed as far as removal?
Let me think about that for a minute. Detox,
in other words, you got debris, you've got dead cells now circulating, they got to be removed by the body. Are there any special concerns that you've run into in that regard?
No, we have not. The important thing with these treating technology is they kill the feeding blood vessels. So any cells that are minimally alive or not completely killed will be shut off from the blood supply to the body and not metastasize. It won't spread. So before you finish the treatment, you make sure everything's dead in the area.
Gotcha. And then the cells that are left no longer can do this thing called angiogenesis.
That's true, unless they've already spread outside the prostate. And remember, I have a foundation for angiogenesis, so I've researched this.
Yeah, I didn't think I could put anything by you. Not that I'm trying. I'm just loving to pull out everything I got for the few minutes we have today for our first visit with you, Dr. Bard. It's just fascinating what you're doing. Again, where the holistic meets the allopathic and, you know, how it can work together. Again, that's the idea. It's not necessarily mutually exclusive when necessary. And certainly in terms of following on, if you elect to go a completely holistic therapy, somebody like Dr. Bard can monitor safely without creating more injury to tissue via ionizing radiation, which is very exciting, which is another reason why I'm super thrilled that Carol Alt connected us.
Yes, I have no trouble with people trying alternative treatments. As a matter of fact, if it's a low-grade tumor, I encourage it. I had an engineer once. He was an electromagnetical engineer for the railway system. He sat on a high-voltage magnet and disappeared his own prostate cancer. This was 20 years ago. It came back 19 years later, but still, these things work.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's move for the ladies in particular, although breast cancer is not 100% exclusive in women. It can be for men, and it can be much worse because they don't identify it until it's way late. But your ability to detect. Now, we've talked a lot about on this show thermography as a non-invasive way to detect heat signatures that might indicate cancer or potential cancer. But are you doing the same thing with ultrasound here?
We've been doing ultrasound scanning of the breast since 1979. At the World Conference on Ultrasound of the Breast, I presented one of the articles in Philadelphia. I got into ultrasound scanning of the breast because mammography missed every cancer in the lumpy or dense breast. And Professor Henry Leese, who wrote a textbook 40 years ago on this subject, came to me and said, the mammogram misses every cancer. What can you do? So we tried it, and we saw that the ultrasound could see some abnormality. And then in 6 months of working with this, we found out the ultrasound found almost all the cancers in the lumpy or dense breast, and the mammogram missed 99% of them.
Mm. Stunning. How many doctors have embraced this ultrasound technique for detecting breast abnormalities versus mammography at this point?
Oh, in Midtown Manhattan, almost every radiologist does it.
Really? They've adopted it there? It's because it's your own backyard. They found out about you, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'd like for it to be known elsewhere. Perhaps we're putting the word out today. Remember, folks, you can send your doctor to learn more about this at bardcancercenter.com. BardCancerCenter.com. It's linked up in the show notes here at robertscottbelt.com. As we talk to Dr. Bard a little bit about the breast cancer issue, there's an article here. Let's see. What is this? The Komen Race for the... I call it the Komen Race for the non-cure. I think a lot of these so-called charities are really not doing anything but making the people that work for those charities rich. I mean, not the average volunteer, but at the higher up level.
You know, one thing the article missed, it missed an important point, because if a cancer is found either by mammogram or by sonogram, and it's less than 1 centimeter. All you really need to do is cut it out. You do not need to radiate. You do not need to do chemotherapy if it's under 1 centimeter in size. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I was at the World Cancer Conference at NYU. This was 30 years ago, because one of my friends had developed breast cancer. So the first doctor was from Sweden, and he was at that time the world's expert in breast cancer. They have a lot of breast cancer, obviously, in Sweden. And he gave that point, if it's small and you catch it, you do not need to do chemotherapy. Well, at NYU, the next speaker was a chemotherapist who said, oh, we radiate and give chemotherapy to everybody. Mm. At which point, the Swedish doctor ran back onto the stage and said, didn't you hear my lecture? What are you saying? No, what are you doing? You know, there was a fight on stage at NYU.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. It's a turf war. You got to realize the economic imperative of those who do chemo You're like, you're going to tell me I don't need to do chemo? Uh-uh. I got to pay for, you know, whatever. So we've got that aspect. And, of course, the patient gets lost in this. You know, what's best for them? Doctor, do no harm kind of thing. That's the first order of business. If you think it's necessary and all else has failed and you give people fully informed consent potential, it's one thing. But right now, of course, we have such economic forces at play here that a lot of times a guy like you is going to be drowned out or yelled at.
Well, today everybody's using ultrasound of the breast in the New York area. It's standard. But the point is, if somebody has a low-grade cancer, you have to monitor them in the area where the cancer was taken out and also the other side, because unfortunately people with one breast cancer are prone to
have a bilateral issue. Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, Dr. Bard, can you stick around for another segment? I want to talk a little bit more with you about your experience with cancer, life expectancy issues. We have another article linked up in the show notes. You'll see it there, robertscottbell.com. Thank you to Carol Ault for connecting us with Dr. Robert Bard. And again, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. A little later, of course, we do some advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar, as we do every week, kicking it off in high medical style, right? Natural ways to detox as well, we'll be talking about. So stick around, more with Dr. Bard after this brief break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I prefer technology when it's truly honoring the principle of do no harm. Some people say, well, that's not possible. Well, yeah, it is. There are ways that you can do this and look at this stuff. And one of the guys that's been doing it more than anybody on planet Earth is just about here in New York City. And his name, Dr. Robert Bard. We got him for one more segment here. And again, thanks to Carol Alt for connecting us. We've talked prostate. We've talked breast. Now I want to talk skin cancer with you. Because there's so many issues like with young women, others, you know, that are dealing with maybe melanomas or a mole. They're not sure. And do they have to get a punch biopsy? Is there another way?
Well, fortunately, there are multiple ways. One of the problems with a punch biopsy is if there's a cancer, specifically a melanoma, because the body naturally tends to fight off the cancer, one part of the dark spot can be active cancer, another quarter can be scar tissue, a third quarter can be inflammation, and the fourth quarter can be immunologic response of the body's tissues to the cancer. So if you biopsy the wrong quadrant, you won't get a cancer diagnosis. But this technology exists with ultrasound because we can see the whole tumor at once, and we can see where the cancer vessels that feed the melanoma are, and that's the area you biopsy with the punch. But a lot of doctors, to avoid this problem of the four quadrants, are doing shave biopsies, except they don't know how deep the tumor is if they shave it off.
Sure. Well, and I'm always concerned about metastasis in that you punch something open, you know, it might have been contained, now it's not contained, and I don't know how likely that is to happen, but I'm sure it's not unprecedented.
Well, that's a big problem with breast cancer. At the John Wayne Cancer Institute, they did a study 15 years ago showing that there was a greater incidence of metastases following multiple biopsies, and that's why the cancer center there recommended simply cutting the whole thing out, doing a lumpectomy.
But with the diagnostic technology you have with sonogram, again, on skin cancers, pretty impressive. Again, you're teaching doctors how to view this, because my experience with it over the years has been, you know, as we talk about obstetrician, OBGYN, and analyzing a developing baby. Certainly, I've seen it used in injuries, detecting wounds and things, I guess, internal breaks otherwise. But with the level of detection you have in terms of cancer, again, that's new to me.
Yes, we can see the depth of the cancer. The most common cancer in the world is the basal cell skin cancer. We can see how deep it is, and if it's a shallow cancer, not invading beneath the dermis, you can put creams on it now to make it dissolve, and if it comes back a couple of years later, you can put more cream or laser it or freeze it or something. But there are non-surgical ways, especially on the tip of the nose, for example.
Now, as far as the teaching, we do have doctors in this audience that might be interested in learning more about how to utilize sonogram ultrasound technology in the way you are. Do you have a conference coming up people might be willing to attend if they knew you were going to be there?
I'm giving a conference at Mount Sinai Medical Center December 4th on ultrasound, and the World Ultrasound Society for Skin Cancer is giving a three-day course to teach any doctor in Orlando, Florida, in the middle of March. So it's the American Institute of Ultrasound and Medicine, and it's devoted to ultrasound diagnosis and staging of skin cancer. Staging is important because if it's spread below the skin and you can't feel it, it's already metastasized. And the horror that they do with lymph node biopsies, the scalene lymph node biopsies, which has a high, it's got a 20% false positive and negative rate, can be avoided. In Germany, they're doing ultrasound of the scalene node, the feeding node, to see if you need to biopsy it at all.
Well, you're reducing the need for invasive procedures that may never have been needed had they come to see you or someone that has been trained by you. By the time March rolls around up in the north there, you'll be ready to go to Florida if you haven't been in Florida already. So Orlando, that conference, we'll have to talk to you again before then to get people, plugged in and hopefully attending with you.
Sounds great. Thank you for the chance to educate more doctors through your show.
You got it. Dr. Robert Bard, a great guy, really got a lot of integrity there, doing it right. We appreciate him. Again, thanks to Carol Alt for connecting us. And it's bardcancercenter.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with Dr. Batar after this. I remind you, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.